This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the one and only Wayne Allen Root has the night off. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be back right here tomorrow night, broadcasting on all these great USA radio network stations. My good pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, again, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Without him, it would be pure chaos. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 833-927-8255. And just be on a phone that we can actually hear you on, and it's not breaking up, and we can do all that we need to do. All right, so I promised you a serious, really focused conversation here, at least about the Wuhan flu slash COVID. So Brett Baer had a great conversation on Sunday morning, and I'm going to steal some of his questions and some of the answers from the head of the CDC and to play a few audio cuts. And what I want you to pay attention to is just the way that these questions from Baer are being answered. It's as if there is it's a one mindset. It's vaccines or nothing. And fine. If you're a believer in vaccines, God bless you. If you want to get, two vaccines and three boosters, and as the variants change, your shots change, that's your call. But when it starts to impact the freedom and the free will of the American people, there's an issue there. And that's where we are right now. And you've got people that are losing their jobs, being forced to give up their, their life's dream because of this Chinese Wuhan virus that has been the plague of this planet for the last 2 years, and we've yet to get at least an apology from our friends over there in China. And I use the word friends very sarcastically. So the conversation with the head of the CDC, and you'll notice, it's all that vaccines are nothing. And there's no other personal choice. So I'm going to play some of these cuts. And I wanted to play it specifically for one question that Baer asks, I think it's in the second break, about whether or not me, lowly me who hasn't been vaccinated, if I'm more likely to transmit the disease than somebody else. But here's Brett Baer, question one, talking to the head of the CDC.
Joining us now, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Dr. Walensky, welcome back to Fox News Sunday. Good morning.
Good morning, Brett. Good to be with you.
We just heard about the U.S. Supreme Court currently deciding the fate of the president's vaccine mandates. In the questioning, Justice Sonia Sotomayor made this statement.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
There are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. And for those children who are not eligible for vaccination, we do know that they are most likely to get sick with COVID if their family members aren't vaccinated. So the most important thing we can do for those children to keep them out of the hospital is to vaccinate them and to vaccinate their family members around them.
Understood. But the number's not 100,000. It's roughly 3,500. In hospitals now.
Yes, there are, and in fact, what I will say is, while pediatric hospitalizations are rising, they're still about 15-fold less than hospitalizations of our older age demographic.
Do you have a number of children on ventilators?
I do not have that off the top of my head, but what I can say is I don't believe there are any in many of these hospitals who are vaccinated. So really, the highest risk of being on a ventilator if you're a child just this week that's demonstrated that dangerous MIS-C syndrome that we're seeing in children, 91% protection if you've been vaccinated.
All right, a couple of numbers from this, just so you're well aware. I think as of maybe 2 weeks ago, the total number of kids who had died between the ages of 0 and 18 was less than 1,000, right? It's such a small number. Okay, that's number one. Number two, obviously, as I mentioned to you before, it's vaccines or nothing. It's the only answer. There's no other solution. It's vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Okay. How is it then, I mean, how is it possible that a sitting member of the United States Supreme Court can either do one of two things, either lie purposely by fabricating an outrageous number, an outlandish number of 100,000 kids in hospitals, when there's only 3,500 kids in hospitals. So either she lied to exaggerate a point, or she's ill-informed. So which is it? Again, this is another issue of somebody who needs to know this and doesn't. So that was question one. Question two.
Okay, back to the mandates for a second. People are losing their jobs. More than 220 Marines, sailors, airmen have been kicked out of the military for refusing to get vaccinated. Healthy service members, some of them have circulating antibodies in their blood from past infections, but they're not the antibodies the government recognizes. Is that fair?
You know, I think the thing that's most disruptive to any business or industry is to have half their workforce out because they're sick with COVID. We have seen with the Omicron variant that prior protection protects you less well than it had with prior variants. So having previous infection seems to not protect you as well as against Omicron. Right now, I think the most important thing to do is to protect Americans. We do that by getting them vaccinated.
Let me just stop her there for a second. Okay, you're protecting Americans from what? The vaccinated are getting sick just like the unvaccinated are getting sick. They're getting the virus. They're missing work. They're taking time off. What exactly is she talking about?
And getting them boosted.
Yeah, and I know that's the message, but the Omicron variant is infecting the vaccinated. And the vaccinated are transmitting the virus, correct?
That is true. It's infecting them at a lower rate. And importantly, those people who are vaccinated and infected with Omicron are not the ones who are ending up very sick in the hospital. Those are the people who are unvaccinated.
Once again, I don't think that she's wrong by that. I think if you look at most of the numbers, if you get the vaccine, you're less likely to get very, very sick. I've talked about this before, not only on my own morning show, but here on this show as well, across the entire country, national audience. I have a very good friend who's a police officer. His wife's actually a frontline nurse. He tells me all the time that, and he told me originally, without knowing that I hadn't gotten the vaccine yet, is that he said, most of the people are getting really sick in the hospital. My wife says, this is his wife saying, that they're all non-vaccinated. He didn't have any agenda. He just told me. I believe that to be the case, but that still doesn't take away the questions that are surrounding this vaccine and the uncertainty that surrounds this vaccine and the idea that it's not the end-all, be-all that they all thought it was. Question three.
According to your CDC data, the Omicron variant accounts for 95.4% of cases. Delta is 4.6% of cases. Again, the vaccinated are getting this infection. They're transmitting it to others. Considering all of that and these percentages, how is it that pandemic of the unvaccinated is a terminology that should be used?
You know, we do know that people who are vaccinated are still protected about 70% against infection, especially if they're boosted. So the people who are ending up in the hospital, the people who are ending up very sick with Omicron are the ones who are unvaccinated.
Before you took this job officially, you emphasized that one of your primary goals was to restore public trust. But in this time, do you think that it's fair to say that the trust and confidence
No.
of the public has gone down?
Yes, going down. Absolutely.
Thank you, Brett. This is hard. We have ever-evolving science with an ever-evolving variant, and my job is to provide updated guidance in the context of rapidly rising cases. And that is what we've done, and I'm here to explain it to the American people, and I'm committed to continuing to do so and to continuing to improve.
So she just basically spelled it out for everybody right there. It's ever evolving. The information is changing. And again, to force people to do something when the information is not rock solid and not really even cemented in science is, I think it's unconscionable. And in particular, to cost people their livelihoods, it's just it's a shame. The final question Baird asks her is about different treatments and whether or not we're moving forward with that.
Where are the treatments for COVID? Why are they not promoting them more? What is the delay with the new pills that were authorized?
Yeah, really important question. We now have numerous treatments that we can use against Omicron, including our monoclonal antibodies, both for treatment and prevention. Two new antivirals, one from Pfizer, one from Merck. So many opportunities now, remdesivir, to be able to be used in an outpatient basis with three daily infusions. All of those are now being distributed. Many of those are harder to make and take some time to make, but the administration is rapidly scaling up what they are able to purchase and get out to the American people.
So what I find interesting with that, and we'll take a break after this, is that Biden and the administration decided to slash the monoclonal antibodies they were giving to Florida in half, as a matter of fact. So this unity, this togetherness, this one America, I guess if you're in a state run by somebody who is polar opposite in your thinking and you're the president of the United States, you'll withhold life-saving treatment to that state, which has happened. That's right. This president has withheld 15,000 additional antibody treatments from Florida. It's really sad. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest price on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, this is Wade Allyn. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me. We'd love to get some emails from you at leeelsieradio@gmail.com. And also, if you don't mind, be absolutely fantastic if you either send me a Facebook friend request or like my official Facebook page, which is Voice of Freedom. And in the morning, usually, we have these amazing conversations during the course of my show. And also here tonight, they're having a conversation as we go, which is kind of neat. So that would be great. Wayne will be back again tomorrow night. I feel like we have a million guests coming up after this next break. Glenzel Macy will join me. He is the president of Nichols College. And I love bringing him on because the kids up at Nichols have this just a different vision of America, one that I believe in, right? And it's like a different set of kids. I don't know how to explain it, but we'll chat with him for a little bit at the bottom of the hour. He's, you know, a writer and book author of Federalist Papers as well. He's a constitutional scholar. It's always a pleasure to bring him on. Heritage Foundation, Zach Smith will join me. Ian Rosenberg from ABC News. Dr. Atlas, who is an advisor for President Trump, will join me at the top of the hour. And then before we wrap it up, another friend from the Heritage Foundation will join us as well. So let's take it easy during this break. We only have a few minutes left. But I was going through some internet stuff, and I don't belong to TikTok. TikTok, I guess, just recently became the number one website. Even it's ahead of Google as far as people who are actually on it, I guess. I don't even know how that works. But I'm not a member of TikTok because TikTok's owned by China, and I refuse to give anything to China. Like, I flat out refuse. So you'll never see me on TikTok. No. But I guess TikTok has these challenges where, you know, they challenge the people to go do stuff and then they film it. And they're stupid. So apparently there's a bite into a freshly microwaved hot pocket challenge, so people burn their mouth. Lick a down power line challenge. I don't know how that would work. Punch a feral hog challenge. Here's one for Chris. Wear a Jersey Jeter in Boston challenge. So I don't know how many
What's
people can
that?
Get away with that one.
What's wrong with that?
I'll give you one. Remember sea monkeys? Do you know what they are?
Yeah, they had a whole farm.
So apparently there is a TikTok challenge where people swallow a bowl of sea monkeys. I don't know if I would do that, period. Yeah. Because they're alive, those things, aren't they?
I'm just going to ask the question. TikTok just like a playground for people who get to ride the smaller vehicles to school?
I don't know, man. These are all TikTok challenges. Get an STD at Coachella challenge. Hey, all right. Well, I guess some things are doable. Let's see. Wear rented bowling shoes without socks. That's pretty funny.
That's not too bad.
There's a couple other ones that are. Watch an entire Nicolas Cage movie challenge. So those are kind of funny. But that's happening on the internet. Well, you guys are doing your own thing. Some other things I feel I'll share with you. On a scale of 1 to 10, Chris, the average guy thinks he's a what?
A man of men.
No, what? Like, give me a number on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, a scale of 1 to 10?
The average guy thinks he's a what? Like, you know you're a 9, 9 plus. I get it, right? Chicks love you. Men want to be you. But the average guy.
You know what? 4. I'm saying the average number will be 4. Most
the average guy thinks he's 5.9. He'll put himself at 5. And here's the thing. The actual number is probably a 4. Like, most guys are probably 4. So 5.9 is what the average
guy. You know why guys will say 4? You want to hear my theory on this?
Sure.
Because the dames, they like the modesty.
Well, I think you're right about that.
You know, a little modesty, no ego. You know, you got it going on, but you know, you look a little modest. You look a little noble. You know, you get a phone number. That's
I think you're
I'm
right
saying.
About that. I got a nasty email from a woman who said that she says I'm too boastful and talk. I never talk about myself. I'm like, what show are you listening to? I don't even know.
So what did you say back to Mrs. Elsie?
Well, that would mean that she's talking to me. And so
boy.
Here are some things you should get rid of to start the new year. Don't say your side action. Old documents. You got to get rid of them. Damaged kitchenware.
Absolutely.
Expired fridge and pantry items. Get them out of there. Clothes you don't wear and junk. You know, it's funny. This is funny. My wife got rid of some stuff in the fridge. She also cleaned up one of her junk drawers yesterday.
Oof.
But she'll never throw away her clothes. That'll never happen. That's no. Just even thinking that could get me a kick in the shins. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the guests begin. The parade begins next. My very, very good friend, Glenn Macy, the president of Nichols College, will be with me right here on the radio next. Stick around for that. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. This as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, now welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here tomorrow. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm the one who gets the chance to fill in for Wayne when he is gone, which is not that often, but we do have a lot of fun when we're on. Chris is down there in Texas pushing all the buttons, making it go. One of my good friends, he is now the president of Nichols College. We've talked to him a couple of different times about that great university. Of course, he's a best-selling published author, The National Security Court System. He's the former provost at Bryant University and a Coast Guard captain for many years. My good friend, Glenn Sulmasy. Glenn, how are you, my friend?
Great, Lee, and Happy New Year to you and the listeners and to Wayne Allen Root and, of course, to Chris in Texas. I send a Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, got
to
make sure Chris is happy, because if not, he'll pull the plug and they won't hear anything because he's got a very sensitive ego.
I love talking to Chris offline. All he does is make fun of me, Lee. It's like you. Like, you give him lines to make fun of me.
Well, there's nothing to make fun of you about anymore. So we got a lot of things to talk about in just a brief period of time, and I want to try to squeeze it all in because people may not know this, but I am going back to school. And I've decided I want to go to Nichols College. Most of the reason is because you're there. It's not just because we're friends, but you've done and you're beginning to do something transformational at Nichols. Not that it wasn't a great school already, but you are setting this university up to be this beacon of light where students can strive for excellence and a home for free thought and ideas.
Surely, that is true. We're at a great point. We're probably the best kept secret in New England, and I will tell you there aren't many presidents of colleges that are members of the Federalist Society right now. So it's kind of fun to be in that position. And our faculty and staff are terrific, and the students are unbelievable. What we want to project is that every student counts. Every student's thoughts, every student's opinion, every faculty member's research should not be constrained, and we've lived in a time where censorship has been accepted by higher ed and by the ivory tower, and that will never happen while I'm president of Nichols College. And I encourage everyone listening to sit back, their parents, students, potential applicants, go on and look at nichols.edu, and I will tell you right now, you come visit this beautiful campus, the best residential campus in New England and maybe in America, the prettiest by far, is the opportunity for you to study, learn, and learn an environment what higher ed's supposed to be, is finding the truth. Veritas. Veritas.
Yeah.
Veritas. It's the truth we're seeking. And the only way you can find the truth is through really learning all sides of an issue. And what's happened in higher ed, Lee, as you know, and my special assistant is here, Carrie Sear, and she knows, in higher ed other institutions, they clamp down. If you say, I like a certain conservative principle, I like Keynesian economics, or I like supply-side economics, all sides are to be explored and let the student make the decision. That's what higher ed and education is about, enlightenment, not about indoctrination. And that's why we are so proud of our faculty, staff, and students here. And we're just beginning, Lee, just beginning to make this happen. And it's fun for me because I'm hearing from people about the opportunities at Nichols for this free thought. It's just starting to happen. I only got here, folks, July 1st. It's been 6 months, an incredible 6 months, but we're lighting this campus off. It's a great place to send your sons and daughters. And I feel passionately about this idea of free thought, Lee. One of the items, I'll give you just a simple example. We are the only, and this is on national radio, and Wayne Allen knows this, and you know it, Lee, and I know Chris knows. We are the only campus in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to not mandate the vaccine. Not because we're against vaccines or against boosters, but it's a choice of an individual to make that decision.
Right.
It's not a decision by the government or by a college president. And you know what happened? At this magical place, 92% of the students and 99% of the faculty and staff all did get vaccinated.
Right.
Because we didn't mandate it. Let people think. Let them decide on their own. They'll be much more comfortable making those decisions.
I couldn't agree with you more. Not without question. We're talking again with the president of Nichols College, my good friend, Glenn Sulmasy. And just to echo a couple of the things that he had just said, just mentioned, I was fortunate enough to get this special invitation to go to the swearing-in ceremony that you had when you were sworn in as the president.
And Daly.
And you gave a great speech, even though you didn't mention my name in the speech. Which
I regret that to you know, because I'll never live that down myself. number one fan. I'm just kidding. I barely mentioned my mom and dad.
I didn't want you to mention me because then I would have been paparazzi and people would have been, you know, mobbing me. You did me a favor.
You say that, Lee, and you know very well that, the word got told you at the end of the semester, the word got out that you're going to be taking classes here. And there are people coming up to me from all over saying they can't wait that you're broadcasting live from Nichols College.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Visiting Nichols College.
Yeah.
And all this sort of great opportunities that Lee Elsie would be here. And I do think that'll be fun, Lee, to, for you to see that there's a lot of support for you here.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you to say that. But I did want to say this. The one thing that I noticed about your speech and just that day, and I've said this before on the air, but I don't know if I've said it to Wayne's audience across the entire country. This college, this university, it's electric. The kids, they're not like other kids. They're so focused on just this idea of excellence and just the idea of how celebrated you were that day. I thought it was amazing. And I'm not just saying that because you're on the air with me right now. I looked around at the kids in the audience that day, and there's just a certain level of energy that these kids possess that other kids at other schools don't have. I just believe that with all my heart.
No, it's a great place. And I, again, if I could, Carrie is here. Carrie Sear, my special assistant as a graduate of the college. And Carrie, do you find that to be the case as well?
Absolutely. I mean, the students, I was a double bison, so I got my bachelor's here and I'm pursuing my master's right now. And then, like you said, Lee, it's an electric atmosphere. Students want to be at Nichols. You choose this place, and you find your niche real quick, and it becomes home.
Yep.
And we're all in this together, so it's really exciting for all the students now. And like Glenn has been saying, we are on the move, and everyone is on that bandwagon and very excited for the things to come.
So you'll be surprised whenever we talk about this. And, Glenn, you're on with me every once in a while, but whenever we have these conversations about Nichols and what you're trying to do, my emails blow up. Right, I'm looking at my emails right now, and I've got, you know, a dozen emails just about this topic right now from across the country, and I'm sure that'll quadruple here in no time flat because there are parents out there who are scared to death to send their kids to some of these liberal-minded thinking schools who are all about indoctrination. You're about free thought, but what do you want to tell those parents right now? Where do they go? What do they do? How do they get more information about Nichols College?
They just go on to nichols.edu, and www.nichols.edu, and there's a whole page right there dedicated to looking and setting up or doing tours. We are opening on time, in person. A lot of colleges are shying away from that. I did not do that. I understand we're going to be as safe as possible for our faculty, staff, and students. But at the same time, we've got to get the kids back to school. So we're opening up. We're having tours. We're having tours going. We had, I think, 35 tours over the break just that week between Christmas and New Year's, which is extraordinary to have that many families coming up here just to see this incredible place. Also, other places to look at is on Twitter. I'm at Nichols Prez, NichollsPrez, at Nichols Prez, and on Instagram, at Nichols_Prez.
Right.
And LinkedIn, we're on there as well, and all sorts of opportunities to engage with us, see what's going on. It's incredible. And Carrie was just talking about our golf course, Lee. You know, we have a 9-hole golf course on the campus, and she's been instrumental along with Miss Marla in terms of making our food and beverage place, the tavern, if you will, what we call Nichols on the Green, the restaurant bar, into this incredible place. They've just been working on it. We've had contractors there all the last couple of weeks. And it's already turned around. It's going to be an incredible semester.
Carrie, let me ask you a quick question since you're closer, I'm sure, in age than me and old Glenn. What are kids talking about? What's the concern of kids on campus?
Probably just finding what they want to do. I know that was kind of a concern for me when I just went into college. I was like, okay, I took English, math, PE, gym, all my life, and now I have to make a decision what I want to do. But the beautiful part in Nichols is we have so many different opportunities, and we are just growing with the different majors and opportunities that we have here.
Yeah.
And there are advisors here. They work directly with students one-on-one, and that's the magical part. You can sit with your advisor, both for your major or just your general advisor, and ask any questions you want, and you really get to know them. And that kind of goes along with the whole faculty and staff. Like, I have faculty and staff professors' numbers that I would text at night and just say, hey, quick question on homework, a little confused, or we go out and have dinner together. So it's really magical, the different type of bonds that you grow with your professors and everyone on campus.
That's great. That's right.
I think that's truly what Carrie's saying is they worry about what major, and I always tell parents, don't worry, they'll find their way when they're here. Carrie wound up being a sports major, and hospitality major, double major, and sports management major. And I think these are, we're predominantly a business school. We have other opportunities. We got healthcare analytics. We just brought an endowed professor for data science. We're offering blockchain courses. We're big into finance. As you know, Lee, our alums include the founders of major firms, BlackRock, founder the Magellan Fund. Fidelity was one of our alums, ran that for 20 years. There's all sorts of opportunities. I find the biggest concern, and again, I have three of them in school as well, is what am I going to do when I graduate? They want to make sure they have a job at the end of the day, and they want to make sure they have some income. What happens a lot is that there are those opportunities, if you go to college and just dilly-dally and learn, which I love, that's great, but you come out and you're not ready for the workforce. The great thing about Nichols, it's transformative, is that it creates you to be job ready. So you have courses, prep work, even resume writing, interview technique. One credit course, but it's something that everyone has to take, that to be prepared when they get out, they're ready to be interviewed and move out in the workforce. And that's why we have a very high, 95% of our graduates within 6 months of graduation are either in graduate school or employed, and with a starting salary of nearly $60,000. So to start off as a 22-year-old making $65,000 or $60,000. Life's pretty good.
That's it. It sure is. Yo, buddy, I got to run. I'm out of time. Music is playing. Glenn Stelmacy, the president of Nichols College. Check it out online. You will not be disappointed. We've got to take a quick break. A lot going on. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back here tomorrow night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness, and that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. 2 bath, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10
years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And as I've said over and over and over again, we have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. And we're adding another one whose name, thank God, is easy to pronounce. Zach Smith is joining me. He is a legal fellow. Zach, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me on, Lee.
Nothing irks me more than this idea that somehow we have to coddle criminals, right? It's the public that should be taken into consideration at all times and be put first. You know, first-time offender who does something nonviolent, I get it. But there comes a point in time in this when a criminal is just a criminal is just a criminal.
Well, look, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Lee, because unfortunately what's forgotten with many of these so-called reforms are the victims and their families. It's often the victims and their families who are suffering still after the aftermath of many of these very traumatic crimes. They've often been re-victimized by many of these rogue or radical policies implemented by these George Soros-backed DAs that are being elected around the country. And so you're absolutely right. What these so-called reforms are implementing are not reforms to the criminal justice system. They're not making our streets safer, despite claims to the contrary. Really, what they're doing is promoting a culture of lawlessness. And at the end of the day, that harms us all and makes all of our communities less safe.
You mentioned Soros, and I know you wanted to get into that a little bit. You say Soros-backed. I know it's speculation, but how many district attorneys are under the thumb of George Soros?
Well, look, this is something my colleague Kelly Simpson and I have been tracking for really the past year and a half or so. We have a series at Heritage.org entitled the Rogue Prosecutors series. And there, unfortunately, George Soros has funded to the tune of literally millions of dollars, many of these rogue radical district attorneys. And these Soros-backed DAs are now in power in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, St. Louis, Fairfax County, right outside of Washington, D.C., and there are many, many others. And recently, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, unfortunately, is another one of these rogue prosecutors who has come into power and is implementing very bad, very dangerous policies.
What do the people in these districts have to say? I can't imagine you're living in Chicago or any of these other places and you see folks get off over and over and over again and you're good with it. Are people in these communities just submissive? Are they being deceived? What is it and why is it that they're putting up with this garbage?
Yeah, I think in large part over the past 3 to 5 years or so, it's really been that latter situation. Look, district attorney races are traditionally very low-profile affairs. They're often uncontested races, and candidates typically raise very little money. Maybe six figures would be considered a big, high-dollar DA race. But what you've seen is George Soros coming in and literally infusing seven-figure contributions, millions of dollars, into individual races, overwhelming the race, and really pushing his candidate to the forefront. And if you look at what many of these candidates are saying, what they're saying sounds good at first blush. They want everyone to be treated fairly. They want everyone's rights to be respected. They want to make sure the system works equally well for everyone. All of that sounds pretty good, pretty non-controversial. But what happens once these rogue prosecutors get into office, it quickly becomes apparent they need something radically different by saying those things than what you or I or anyone else with common sense might interpret those things to mean. And so what we've seen in many cities have been elected, we've seen them essentially refusing to seek bail for most offenders, right, even violent repeat offenders. We've seen them refusing to prosecute most misdemeanor crimes, even things like drug possession, sometimes possession with intent to distribute, prostitution, petty larceny, which typically means someone can go into a store, steal up to $1,000 of goods, and they won't be held accountable for their actions. And so, you know, frankly, that's led to an increasing rise in retail theft, smash and grabs in places like San Francisco, Chicago, elsewhere. And, you know, the list goes on, but really, you know, these rogue DAs have pitched their ideas and policies in seemingly, you know, pretty, non-controversial terms only to get into office and suddenly implement these very, very radical policies.
Do you see this permeating upwards towards the judges as well? I mean, Soros got judges in his pocket, that old Godfather line, the politicians and judges in your pocket. Does he have them there, too?
Well, look, I think there's certainly going to be a push now that they have George Soros. And I'm going to be clear, it's not just George Soros. There's several other liberal billionaires as well. A guy named Brian Moskowitz and his wife, Carrie Tuna. Brian made his money in the early days of Facebook. But, yeah, I think there's going to be a campaign to elect radical rogue sheriffs. There's going to be a campaign to elect radical rogue judges. But what I find most troubling, Lee, is we've seen the Biden administration, rather than pushing back against many of these local district attorneys, sending in federal resources to literally stop the bleeding in cities like Philadelphia and Chicago, they've doubled down and have essentially endorsed them because Joe Biden nominated Rachel Rollins, the rogue radical district attorney from Boston, Massachusetts, to be the U.S. attorney, the chief federal law enforcement officer, the chief federal prosecutor in Massachusetts. And that's typically a pretty non-controversial position to be nominated for. But Rachel Rollins is so radical, her policies are so bad, the results of her policies so disastrous, that the Senate split on her nomination 50-50, and Kamala Harris had to cast the tie-breaking vote.
Zach, it's always great talking to you. I got to run. I'm out of time. But can you tell people where to go to find out more about you?
Of course. You can follow me on Twitter. It's @TZSmith. Or you can go to heritage.org, look up Zach Smith, and you can see everything I've written, as well as everything that my colleagues are working on as well.
Zach, I appreciate it. Zach Smith, Heritage Foundation. We always appreciate our friends over there. We'll talk to you down the road, my friend. Thank you.
Sounds great.
Quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
E3.